Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
At Farmers, our honesty is contagious.
Wait, am I going to catch honesty?
Well, when you're with Farmers, it's kind of inevitable.
Well, how long does it take to... I lied to you when you asked if I knew what a deductible was. I don't know my dad's birthday, and I thought umbrella policies were for rainstorms, actual rainstorms. I have it, don't I?
You don't just have honesty.
You have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
Didn't I come up with, like, I know we have, like, a sounder for Tech Talk Tuesdays, but didn't I have, like, a thing for Telephone Tuesdays as well? I thought I did as well, but now I can't really find it. I'll keep looking for it. There's Tech Talk Tuesdays right there.
Here's Ethan.
Ethan's going to slap my hand, and he's going to... Oh, I think I just saw it at the bottom of the other one there, Ethan. Go to the... There it is. Hit it!
There you go.
Oh. Tuesday, 314-241-9797.
Here's the topic, and we are going to take some phone calls here because I really, and I told Governor Kehoe this yesterday, I am supporting the income tax phase out, all right? I want to support it. I want it to pass. I think it's big. It's bold. I'm glad that the governor moved forward with this. However, I think that they may have screwed it up, and I'm worried that it's not going to pass. And I'm hearing from a lot of conservatives who don't like it. They're calling it a power grab, you know, and that the legislature is going to raise taxes on this and that. And the bottom line is we don't know that right now, but that might be, in fairness, one of the arguments against it. So I'm going to play a couple of the sound bites here from Governor Kehoe. And yes, the phone lines are open, 314-241-9797. Will you vote for this in August? Are you undecided? Do you think that you will come out ahead? Look, my math tells me, I'm not good at math, my math tells me it would be mathematically impossible for me to pay more in sales taxes than I do in Missouri income tax. Now, that's just my situation, and it's an estimate. But I asked the governor a couple of questions about this yesterday because I know that, you know, there's misinformation out there, people making claims.
There's a lot of misinformation out there, and we said from our State of the State speech that there will be three categories that we won't touch in when we revitalize and kind of regenerate a new sales tax code, which hasn't been done since 1931. We would not touch agriculture, healthcare, or real estate. Billionaires and that have been largely pocketing money in the e-commerce sector for years in our state need to be accounted for and to level the playing field for our small brick and mortar businesses. So that's the concept behind this, Mark, is let's let Missourians decide whether they think we should eliminate the state income tax. And if they say yes in August, the reason of moving it to August is gives us more time to look at and work with other interested groups, whether that's family farmers or business groups or individuals on what a new sales tax code could look like.
So that's the governor. That's what he told me yesterday. Now, I did ask him because, you know, seniors are concerned because, look, they don't maybe have income that they're being taxed on because they're, you know, living on a fixed income, Social Security, et cetera.
Listen, everybody on top of everybody's mind is property tax and different tax assessments in various counties and communities across the state. By the way, this is the one chance that you have since counties can't actually gain from a revised sales tax code. They have to stay neutral. This is the one chance where we have different municipalities to now to roll back some of those fixed costs that affect our seniors so broadly.
So let's take some phone calls and see where people are. Again, I'm a little surprised because I thought maybe the assumption would be by Missouri voters, we don't want you to confiscate more of our money out of our checks. Okay, but I'm hearing a lot of opposition to this right now. And I tried to gently tell the governor that yesterday. And I think he knows that. And, you know, one thing that he did is he put it on the August ballot. Is that a politically smart move? Maybe, because it doesn't give some of the opposition as much time to ramp up with ad campaigns. One of the problems with these August primaries, Sue, I'd even say this about today and what's going on in California. I mean, it's the start of summer, school's out. People aren't really thinking about these types of issues. So then turnout becomes...
That really is true.
Yeah, turnout becomes a question as well. Phone lines open, 314-241-9797. David, get us started here this afternoon. What are your thoughts?
Hey, Mark, I am against eliminating that tax. I don't agree that it's a big problem for people coming here, because I think that, you know, Florida, yeah, there's a whole lot of reasons why people go there, tourism, et cetera, and then people want to retire there. But I don't think Missouri has that kind of a draw. I don't think it's the tax that's keeping people away. It's that maybe if you like to camp and hunt and fish, there's a lot of good stuff to do here like that. There's Wash U and the medical. There are things that do attract people, but I don't think, you know, like some other states, let's say Tennessee, which has Nashville and it's huge. So I don't think the tax is
a
problem.
Look, those are issues that, you know, a lot of the opponents bring up. But when you say that, are you basing any of your decision on the amount of taxes that you may or may not pay? Or are you just philosophically saying, look, this is not something I think would work for Missouri because we can't really compare apples and oranges?
Yeah, well, I mean, personally, it'll be worse for me because I don't pay state income tax.
Right.
But that's not my main reason. I think all these other taxes they're going to have to do to make up for it are going to be a pain in the neck. And you're end up paying it somewhere.
Right. Well, and look, I understand what you're saying, David. I really do. This is why I wanted to take these calls, because I think people are, you know, somewhat aligned with you in the older conservative demographic. But we're going to test that out here this afternoon. John, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yes or no on this?
No.
Why?
Well, I'm 71. I retired this year, started working when I was 16. And my whole life I've been paying income tax. And now they're going to flip it and do away with the income tax, which I paid for all the years that I worked. And now I'm going to have to pay more sales tax to make up for it.
Well, I kind of understand that position. I mean, and I've admitted this with some arguments that I've made even on Facebook. It's hard to counter some of the arguments. So I understand. I mean, you're doing it. It's a kind of a personal reason, but I understand it completely. So it makes sense. Phone lines open, 241-9797. We have this high-tech way of Ethan telling me who's on the line. He's literally
texting
me. So I'm trying to do this the best I can. This is high-tech radio, ladies and gentlemen. Mike, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. Are you a yes vote? Do we finally have a yes vote here?
I am. However, I'm calling from the communist state of Illinois, who there are literally tens of thousands of Illinoisans that are poised to move to Missouri. So that tax burden is going to be spread out far and wide amongst several hundred thousand people that are going to move to Missouri over the next 4 or 5 years.
Okay, but I like that. I like where you're going with that. But let me ask this, because this is where you get into the competition. You know as well as I do that people who live in Missouri, if they have the option to make sure that their car is registered in Illinois, they do it because they don't want to pay the personal property taxes. So if you come over here because you have no income tax, you're going to have to pay the personal property taxes. And I'm not so sure everyone's going to end up on the winning side of that.
Well, that might be something they need to readjust to. I mean, you know, Tennessee and Florida don't have personal property taxes. So, I mean, they may have to start implementing some toll roads, to be honest with you.
Well, look, I've always been a fan of toll roads because it's a user tax. But that idea is the legislature does not have any kind of courage to do anything like that. I promise you that. See, David, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I am also a Parkway West grad, class of 1981.
Look at that. All right. Are you in the Parkway Hall of Fame like I am?
Negative.
Well, you should be, because the standards aren't very high by evidence of the fact that I'm in there. But go ahead, your position on this.
Clearly. I'm so, you know my age. I'm 62. I'll be 63 this year. And, you know, I was going to say I'm a yes vote on that, but your previous caller made me rethink that, because eventually I'm going to have no income. But I wanted to talk about real estate taxes, which I don't understand, is that why am I paying real estate taxes on unrealized gains in the market versus what I paid for my home when I bought it?
Well, that's a whole other question.
Because they want more money, of course.
That's the answer.
Clearly, I get that part of it, but that's the unfairness about it is. It, right?
Mm-hmm. It is absolutely the unfairness of it. But I think when I send this audio to Governor Kehoe, we'll skip your call, because now we've actually had a caller in the last 10 minutes flip voters against it. I don't know if that was my goal, but thank you. Thank you, fellow Longhorn. I appreciate that. Let's see here if I can do the math right. Nancy. Hi, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. I hope this is Nancy.
Yes, it is.
What do you think here?
I just do not want it. I think we should pay income tax, but because it's going to hurt those people who make the least, who don't have to pay income tax and would have to then pay more sales tax on goods and services.
You mean people that live under the poverty line or something along those lines, right?
Pardon?
You mean people who maybe don't have jobs where they're paying state income tax but are under the poverty line?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Well, that's an argument that people make. I mean, there's no doubt about that. So I understand it. It's more of the argument maybe that the liberals make, but it is what it is. Tim, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. Tim, are you there? Oh, Pat, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Thanks.
Go ahead. Sorry. What's happening is sometimes people are on the line and then they fall off and then Ethan loads
sure.
someone else. But go ahead, Pat. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm going to vote for it. I'm 58 and I got a number of years before I retire.
So you think it's a good deal for you? You've kind of done the math a little bit?
Well, I figured, you know, I don't have a choice on paying the income tax, but, you know, depending on what the sales tax is on, I can always decide
right.
what I'm going to buy and what I won't.
And that's kind of where I am on that. I'm going to let you go only because your phone line is terrible. So if you do get a tax refund, we got to get you a better phone line. And I apologize for that. It's just, it was not sounding very good. Bob, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. Go ahead.
Hey, Mark. Yeah, I would vote in favor of it, because I'm not so much interested for myself, but for the future generation. My kids, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren will benefit from this, because I really don't need it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm a low-income earner, but I'm not complaining, you know, because I love America, and I love the way the tax situation is going to go. Let's point that arrow towards voting yes.
All right. There you go. I'm not sure if I'm breaking it down here. I think there still are more no votes than yes. That's not necessarily scientific. Glenn, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Mark. Thanks. Hey, I can't believe anybody isn't voting yes. Whenever you get a chance to lower taxes, you vote yes. Lower taxes. There's too much taxes.
Right. I'm with you. I'm voting yes. But what they will say is, wait a second here. You can say that, but they're going to increase the sales tax on certain things. I think that the scare tactics have claimed real estate and, you know, medical bills. That's not going to happen. The governor even made that clear yesterday. But I'm with you, because if you don't do it, well, they're not going to lower your tax burden,
yeah,
even
no
though this
kidding.
One's kind of been phasing out anyway to begin with. Steve Butts will tell you, look, they voted a couple years ago to lower the state income tax. This would just be a complete phase out.
Yep, that sounds good to me.
All right, I like that. I like people who don't like higher taxes. Let's see here. Are you trying to tell me something? All right, Tim, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm for it for the only reason of just think about the optics with Florida. If the only thing you say is there's no sales tax, everybody's looking in Florida, everybody's looking into some of these states for business to draw middle, higher income people that are going to start businesses, run businesses. So I think just for business and marketing optics, it's a win.
I would think in St. Louis, let's look at St. Louis. Kansas City's got a lot of wins, I think, that they're, you know, pointing toward economically with growth. But when it comes to regional growth, look, my kids have no real interest in living here. I think my son in Houston might, because he realizes how expensive it is down there. We have a relatively low cost of living. We have some tech hubs
we
here
do.
That are pretty cool, right? So if you combine that with, wow, I can move to Missouri, take a six-figure, you know, salary. Some of these kids are making a lot of money when they come out of school, and then you have no state income tax. Well, that could make a difference, right? But it also depends on the carve-outs and all that stuff as well. Matt, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. Go ahead.
Hey, yeah, I would say no for my own selfish reasons. I'll get to that, but I think all the no reasons are valid. All the yes reasons about are simply just, hey, less taxes, but they're going to get their taxes somewhere, some way or another. I'm more selfish as active military. My my income is already not state taxable when my home of record is Missouri.
Right.
So now my purchasing power is going to be less because everyone else is going to be paying no income taxes as well. So that's my own selfish reason.
I get it.
But I also agree with the low income earners are going to be hit the hardest. So now they're going to be paying sales tax.
Sales tax. Look, they pay a lot of sales tax already. And that's part of the problem is that we're not exactly a low sales tax, you know, state, which I think creates issues in and of itself. But, you know, when it comes to this is me. OK, you are selfish. I'm going to be selfish. When I do the math on my state income tax, I think it's mathematically impossible for me to spend more in sales taxes than I do in state income tax. That's
yes.
me.
No, I think that's accurate.
Not
for
everyone's going to have that.
A lot of people.
Right. So I just hope that people kind of, you know, look at it, assess it. Sounds like people are. We got time for a few more calls in a moment. Hang in there.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're
yeah.
buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you?
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
When it comes to my policy, Farmers gives it to me straight, so there's no surprises.
It's your coverage. You should never be confused.
You hear that? An insurance provider with a conscience.
We're a choir, but yes, we have that too.
Straightforward coverage you can literally understand. That's what you get when
you have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
All right, we are taking calls on whether or not you're going to vote yes or no on the phase out for the state income tax. I think just, you know, I feel more no's than yeses at this point.
I do too, but I've changed my mind several times based on what people are saying.
Yeah, I think
so
the
this
listeners
is very
have too.
Interesting.
I don't know. Well, you know, it's good to have a debate on this so people are educated for the next couple of months. 2 months from now, we're going to vote on this. John, I believe it's my client, my sponsor, my friend John Morelli. Is that you on the line? How are you?
Yes, it is. How you doing, Mark?
Good. I know you reached out to me recently on this because you're not a particular fan. You've got some concerns, right?
Yeah, I've got a big no on it for sure. I just feel like it's going to hurt small business real bad, especially in the construction industry and service industry. I just feel like people are going to be looking for, you know, black market, someone to do the job for them on the black market or someone to do it that aren't not paying taxes. I just feel like Missourians aren't used to paying, you know, I don't know what the tax is going to be set at, but say it's 10%, you know, paying 10% more on their, you know, having their chimney tucked on it or their house tucked on it. I just think it's real. You know, they've done studies in other states where it hurts small business. When they pass this, it hurts small business. So, you know, I could probably save more money, you know, as far as paying taxes to the state, but I think in the other end, it's going to
That's a legitimate concern. I don't think we're going to be increasing it by 10%. But look, it's all relative. And unfortunately, Johnny, you know this, you have some areas where you're already paying close to 12% in sales taxes because of everything combined. And you have special district taxes, you know, special business district taxes. So, look, your concerns are valid. I think they may have really screwed this up. And I guess the good news I would purport is that I don't think it's going to pass, dude. I think this is really tumbling toward a big defeat. We'll see if it can be turned around. But thank you, John. I hope all is well with you.
Sure. Everything's good.
All right.
Thank you, Mark.
Good to hear from you. Yeah, look, I'm telling you, business owners, they're looking at this and they're thinking about it.
Well, they should be. And again, the state should have come out and said, here's our exact plan.
That's the problem.
And that's where they...
That's the problem. And by the way, the legislature could have done this without sending it to the people as well. I think I have time for one more. Brian, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Yes, I'm voting against it. And pretty much the guy before me stole my thunder is because they should have had a plan before they voted on this.
They put the cart before the horse, didn't they?
Yeah, they did.
Bingo.
Yeah. Yeah, that's going to be the fatal error, I think. And I don't know how they didn't realize that. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Well, thanks for the call. I really appreciate it,
David. All right, Mark. Bye.
And I have one more David, Ethan. Okay. Yep. We'll take another David here. And that'll be the last one. I lied to the last caller, but thank you. David, you're the last caller. Go ahead.
Hi. Yeah. Well, it's funny. As soon as I called you, they made my point for me. I think that I don't even make a whole lot of money, but still, it would be impossible for me to spend all the money that I save on my check from the income tax that I keep. You know, I wouldn't be able to spend all that on taxes on things. You know, I think I represent the majority of people who live in this area.
I think so. I think if you do the math that way, but the problem is, here's the problem, okay? And I just have to admit this. You can't do, I'm not good at math anyway, but you can't do the calculation because you don't know what's going to get taxed and what doesn't. So it's a different scenario if you can see here and they got the little calculator online. And you can see, but that's not the case. So now you got people worried justifiably because they don't know what's going to get taxed and what's not going to get taxed. So, if you're in favor of this, maybe there's good news because I'm always wrong about political predictions, like always. But I cannot see... I think it's going to go down big.
It may.
Yeah, we'll see. Thanks for the call, though. It was a good, what do we call
it? It was
again?
A great segment.
Telephone Tuesdays. I haven't done
Tuesdays.
It in a while. Forgot the name of the segment.
Get more at 971talk.com.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's key.
...able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Odyssey celebrates back to school season.
Brought to you by T-Mobile, America's best mobile network according to Ookla speed test. Based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data 1H 2026.